Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
He is Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. Eric, thanks so much for coming on. I'm sorry we are running behind, but we got sidetracked by Brewers baseball talk. Don't worry, though, because we're about to be just Bucks and Packers here for the foreseeable future. So how are we doing, Eric?
I wish you were going even longer on the Milwaukee Brewers. That would be great.
Really? Oh.
I mean, that would mean they would still be in the World Series.
Yes.
Like, if
yes.
your days were just filled up with Milwaukee Brewers talk, that means they'd still be in the World Series.
Absolutely.
So I would prefer that.
In a weird way, it's good for the Bucks, though, because now this gives them a runway here to get their season off and going without being ignored. And if we're being honest, you know, in most years of my life living in this area, they are ignored anyhow until the Packers season is done and people don't talk about the Bucks. Have no fear. I'm going to talk about the Bucks. So you're stuck with me. Eric Name, I said this going into the break, and I don't think I'm going to be alone on this. I think I'm going to hate the product of what this is going to be for the Milwaukee Bucks. Not that I don't think they can win. Not that I don't think they can be a top 3 or 4 seed. I think that's very possible. What I mean is, I am the old guy that hates watching people just jack threes for an entire game. And I understand they made the most threes last year. They were 18th in the basketball. So now this year, we're going to shoot a whole bunch more threes, and hopefully we can make as many as we, you know, have the same percentage as we did last year shooting more threes. I just don't feel like watching a team shoot 40 or 50 threes, like Boston's, for instance. Oh, my God, that's awful. Like, I have no interest in that. I wonder how the fan base will react if it gets to that point where this team is shooting 40 to 45 threes a night, as far as if the fan base is going to like the product.
Yeah, I think it's a valid question. I don't think it's something that is going anywhere anytime soon in
Agreed.
The NBA.
Yeah.
This is just kind of how the game is played at this point.
Thank you, Golden State. Thank you, Golden State. Appreciate it.
And I think with this Bucks team specifically, like, if they're going to have what they hope is, you know, like a top 5 offense, the only way is Giannis doing what Giannis does, where he's the most efficient player at the rim in the entire league. He's the most dominant force at the rim in the entire league. And then everyone else getting up a bunch of threes. Like, that's just, like, if you're looking at formulas that make sense for this team offensively, that's about the only one. There's not a whole lot of other ideas that I think with this talent and with this roster is going to lead to a great offense. And I think, to Doc Rivers' credit, they've leaned into it thus far in the preseason. You know, they took 42 threes per game.
And I'll tell you something else I don't like. This whole, let's jack a 3 5 seconds into the shot clock. Holy crap. Like, that also was going to drive me nuts, Eric Name.
Well, get ready for it, because those are the orders.
Yes.
Those are the marching orders for the entire roster. These are guys that can really shoot the three. So I think they're going to really lean into it. You know, AJ Green, Gary Trent, even Torian Prince, we've seen get some up early in the shot clock. This is going to be how they play, and this is going to be how they try to do it. At least that's what we know thus far, right? I think the Bucks played a certain way. You know, think about the last 2 years, right? You know, Griff comes in, they're playing a certain way, that doesn't go well, they go back to drop coverage. You know, last year they start with Gary Trent Jr. in the starting lineup. That doesn't go well. And then after 2-8 start, there's a brand new lineup. So I will say, I think that's the plan going in, that you're going to see a lot of threes. You're going to see a faster pace. You're going to see, you know, kind of all of these things. But let's see how it goes, right? Because I think we've seen over the last two seasons that if things aren't going well early on, you have to be ready to go and make those changes and kind of get into that spot. But to start the season, yeah, get ready for lots of threes, early threes, late threes, middle threes, deep threes.
All right, that's
whatever type of three you want, Spark, it's coming.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, I'm really disappointed in Doc Rivers, if we're being honest. He's an old guy like me. He should not support this type of crap that we're going to run out there. He's an old guy like kid. He should respect the 1990s and let's play more of that style of basketball. But we're past that. The deal for AJ Green, Charlie, he's going to tell me words. Our producer's over here giving me crap because I saw the AJ Green contract. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Which is the exact same thing I said about Pat Connaughton. Deals are very similar. It's like $9 million a year, whatever.
He's making less money than Nate Hobbs. Does that make you feel better?
I guess, yes. But what I call AJ Green Pat Connaughton Jr., right? I mean, aren't they kind of similar type players as far as what they bring on a night-in, night-out basis? Green hasn't shown that consistency, as far as I'm concerned, for an entire season shooting the three. Just like Connaughton was streaky when he got going, boy, he could carry you for a couple games or a week or two or whatever. And then when he was off, he was off. That's my comparison as to what AJ Green is. Agree? Disagree? What say you?
Okay, so it's interesting because I think the Pat Connaughton that got paid is the one that during the NBA Finals run was spectacular, right?
Correct.
He was guarding up and down the roster, twos, threes, fours. He could guard all those positions. He could do a little bit off the bounce. He could hit some threes.
Yep.
He kind of just fit in perfectly. Like, he was that perfect role player. And I think for that reason, I see where, you know, you're talking about AJ Green being that kind of guy, right? That he's not a star. That's not who AJ Green is. He is, in an ideal world, an elite role player. And I think there's a lot of things here, right? Like, I think a big thing is you have to start to understand that this cap's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, if you're paying a guy $10 million a year, that's a very small percentage of the cap. Like, you know, by the end of this, you're looking at, I don't know, 4-5%, I think, of the cap will be going to AJ Green, which I think is acceptable, right? Because in an ideal world, he's able to shoot the ball really well, defend a couple different positions, and be a very capable fifth guy, maybe fourth guy.
I'll say this. I much rather give AJ Green the money than what Denver gave Christian Braun on his five-year extension. When you're paying that cat like 20-some million dollars a year, that's lunacy. I'd much rather have the AJ Green deal.
So I think you have that. And then I think the other thing with AJ Green is, thus far, it is not just a good shooter. It is an elite shooter. And I think what the Bucks are kind of cooking in here is that this year, they are going to shoot more threes, and they're going to try to get AJ Green as many as possible. And I think when you have a guy that can shoot 40%, and then all of a sudden he's taking 8-9 threes a game, you can really start to feel that, right? Like, just do the very basic math, all of a sudden that's a 10-point per game score. You just got 10 points because you have this guy that all he does is shoot threes and play defense, but that's pretty valuable if they go in at a high rate. So, yes, I think there's funny money now, but that's every sport, right, Spark? Like, you look at what the Dodgers can pay Otani in deferred money.
Sure.
You look at what anyone's getting in the NFL. Like, it's just funny money at this point. And I think where it gets tough is, like, kind of negotiating in your brain what these numbers actually mean to what they might have meant 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and 20 years ago.
No doubt. Eric Name, Buck speed writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. The other point that we've been talking about through this entire offseason has been who really is going to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
That other guy, Giannis has had Middleton forever. Then he had Damian Lillard. And that guy meaning 20 plus a night, right? I don't know if Miles Turner is 20 plus a night. I think he's probably more like 17, somewhere in that area a night. They need another guy. Now, in my mind, if we're talking strictly from a talent perspective, I think your options are Kuzma or Kevin Porter Jr. And you wrote a great piece on Kevin Porter Jr. in The Athletic, talking about Giannis loves him and Porter thinks this is his time. He's got to take his next step. I think those are the two most talented dudes outside of Giannis and Miles Turner on this roster. One of those two have to take a step. And if I'm being honest, I guess I would go the Kevin Porter Jr. way, even though his erraticness scares me a little time when he plays out of control from time to time. But if Kuzma finally ever lived up to his hype, man, that would be such a difference maker because he is so long. He can defend so many positions. And if he becomes an offensive threat like he's capable of consistently, that changes everything for the outlook of this team.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting at the start of this year. I kind of mentioned it to Doc Rivers, but it feels like everyone's just trying to copy the Pacers. Like all of y'all are just going to be the Indiana. And he like stopped me. He was like, no, it is a copycat league. Like, we do those things, but we can't be the Indiana Pacers. We have to be ourselves. And I said, yeah, but everyone's thinking, let's run faster. Let's have more depth. Let's have a bunch of role players. Let's maybe not have like the stars that we used to. And I think that's one of the things that I'm curious to see how it works, right? Because if it's going to be successful, I don't think there's another 20 point per game scorer on this roster. Like, that's not how it's going to be. It has to be the Pacers model where it's three guys at 15 and then another two at 10. And that has to be like the hierarchy of how this all works. And that's going to require a good bit of change, right? Like, you don't have to.
But they got to play defense then. But they got to play defense then.
Agreed.
That's what has to happen. Carlisle is great at drawing up defense and doing that, and he's done that for a long time. Cool. Are we that confident in this coaching staff and having this defense play at a top five level, let's say, throughout an entire season?
No. And certainly not at this point. I spent much of the preseason trying to figure out what they were doing defensively, and I came to no conclusions.
Oh, that's great.
Through four games.
That makes me feel better. Thank you.
I will say that that was noticed on the coaching staff, that Doc Rivers has essentially said, like, hey, we knew what we were doing in game one in Miami, lots of turnovers in the passing lanes, being aggressive at the point of attack. He's like, and then in games two, three, and four, our intensity just disappeared. We didn't have that, and we have to have that every night. It has to be that. And the team has, I think, responded in these 5 days leading up to the season. The amount of trash talk and elbows thrown and all that stuff, like, in years past, you would hear about, like, let's just get through the preseason. We have to get the season healthy. No one go too hard.
Yep.
No one do anything too crazy. We just got to get to the regular season and then we can all play. That has not been what the last week has been. It has been long practices, hard practices, competition. The NBA put out one of the clips.
Giannis.
That had Giannis mic'd up.
Yep, saw it.
And to me, that's really been the thing. And I know I wrote the article the other day after Sunday's open practice, and people were like, oh, how low can air go? Like, you're going to write about how hard these guys practice. And it's like, and that is a layup line, is a 30-foot three-point shooting contest. That is, let's do anything other than play basketball. Giannis pushes Kyle Kuzma into position, gets the ball, wins baseline, elbow into Kuzma's gut. Kuzma grabs him with both arms. He plays through it. Then Bobby Portis hits him with a foul, and he still finishes through it. That's basketball. Like, that is intense basketball. And I think if the Bucks are going to be good, that's what it has to be. It has to be competition every single night. It has to be playing hard every single night. It has to be defense, like you said, every single night. And I think this week has been hopefully a correction, because if it's not, what they were doing defensively in the preseason is not going to cut it. Like, you have to find a way to be better defensively. I don't know if that can be a top five defense. I think it probably cannot be, just because you're asking Giannis to do so much offensively. Right. But you have to find a way that, okay, if it is pushing the pace and shooting threes and trying to score a bunch of points, fine. You got a top five offense, you need a top 15 defense. And I didn't see it in the preseason, but it does sound like they know that they needed to address that and get a whole lot better defensively.
One last one for you. Doc Rivers made mention, I think it was Doc Rivers, made mention of, you know, the decision to move on from Tyler Smith, the decision to move on from Chris Livingston, the Livingston thing. They paid a guy a lot of money not to play. But the other way, so those guys you move on from, you keep Amir Coffey, which I think everybody thought was going to happen when they brought him in. You keep Andre Jackson, who I think a lot of people thought was probably going to be gone this offseason. He stays. But what kind of threw me for a loop was, and you were there, so you probably have a better context of what the heck he was talking about. He started talking about character and work effort, work ethic and effort, all this stuff. And if I'm an opposing GM and I'm thinking about either one of the two guys that just got cut, like, it's going to give me some second thoughts about whether or not I want to pursue either of these kids, because it didn't put him in the best light, even though he wasn't saying it was them necessarily. But when you phrase it that way, it made me wonder, like, what the heck was going on with both of these guys?
Yeah, to me, it seemed like he was trying not to offend. Like, it was like, all right, let's just say all these guys have high character and we were going to have to cut a guy with high character. And, you know, they all had it, but, you know, we were going to have to make a tough decision. It did all sound very political to me. And I don't, I mean, you can only be so blunt about players, but I mean, Tyler Smith was supposed to be a shooter. I haven't seen it. Like, he just didn't make shots. You can't be, Your big skill can't be a 6'10 three-point shooter and you don't hit threes.
Right.
That's a real problem.
Unless you're Kyle Kuzma, then it's okay.
Sorry. And to Kuzma's credit, like, he's able to get downhill. He's had moments where he's done other things.
That's true.
So if you're one advertisable skill you don't have, that's a real problem. And I think with Chris Livingston, to me, it's always been that I don't know what his one NBA skill is. He's got, you know, that 6'7 frame, big shoulders, 220 pounds, doesn't play with a lot of force. You know, defensively, is he able to move his feet? Sometimes, but not really. It feels like he's kind of an undersized power forward, and that's what you would want, like, with that frame.
Right.
But the intensity was never there to match how that could work. So that's why you move on when you have a guy like Amir Coffey that played 70 games for one of the best teams in the Western Conference last year. Andre Jackson Jr. started 40 games for the Bucks last year. Those guys might not be perfect, but they can probably bring more this year. But ultimately, to me, and I wrote this story today at The Athletic, like, at some point, with as punitive as the new CBA has gotten, with as terrified as everyone is of the second apron.
Draft and develop, baby.
The fact that the only homegrown players, and I'll put that in quotes, on video you could see me do it, but on the radio you couldn't. Like, yep. The only homegrown players are Giannis Antetokounmpo, which all-time development story. Great work.
Wasn't their pick. Was John Hammond's pick.
John Horst
was there, but it was John Hammond's pick. But go ahead.
A.J. Green, undrafted. So that's an undrafted signing, not a guy that you drafted. Andre Jackson Jr., that's a guy that you drafted when you traded for the 36th pick. Those are the three. Unless we're going to count Mark Sears, who technically they did the same path, undrafted free agent, that's now a two-way. And I do think over the next year, it's going to be important for guys like Kevin Porter Jr., Gary Trent Jr., AJ Green to all take step forwards. But those are guys you're developing that you didn't draft. You just found somewhere else. And that's fine. That's another skill. That's another skill in developing young talent, right? Like, being able to assess free agents and pick the right guys or trade for the right guys.
Right.
That's great. But you do have to hit on some of these draft picks if you're to have a sustainable future. And, you know, you've kind of gotten to the spot now where you're at the end of the road with, I mean, the last guy that was drafted is Andre Jackson Jr. And that was, so that means the last two drafts, nothing gone on the roster from the last two drafts. Yep. And that's really hard to do, especially when you're trying to build this draft and develop kind of system.
He's Eric Name, Buck speed writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at @Eric_Name. Eric, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.